God, morning, God, morning, God, morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. A blessed Thanksgiving. Welcome to each and every single one of you. And on this Thanksgiving day that the Lord has allowed us to wake up into, I pray that as we go through this day, that we will be thankful, that we will be grateful, and that we will not complain about anything. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We lift you up. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you, for you are worthy of our praise. And on this Thanksgiving morning, God, of 2018, we just bless you. We are thankful. We are grateful for every single thing that you have done in our life, for every obstacle, God, that you have blocked and kept and protected us from. We just say thank you. We thank you, God, that you are our shepherd. We thank you, God, that you are our friend, that you are our provider, that you are El Shaddai, that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, God, that you are Elohim, Father. We just bless you because you are God and you are God alone. And so we thank you, thank you, thank you from the depths of our heart in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just say, have your way this morning here on the Master's Call. We ask that you would continue to bless our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We lift them up to you. We ask that you would strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus and give them your peace in Jesus' name, oh God. And so I ask that as the speaker would come, Father, that you would have your way in them, that you will increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. We lift up artist's life to you, Father, and the DSD Leon family, and we thank you that an appointment with artists has changed many lives all over the world, and it is continuing to flourish forevermore, Father. And so I ask right now, as we gather with our families, Father, as we gather with our friends, Father, that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven on this day, as we celebrate you, as we honor you, and as we thank you, as we are grateful, and as we will not complain in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess on this blessed Thanksgiving Thursday morning. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and on this grateful Thanksgiving morning. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our TMC listeners. God bless you. Thank you for joining with us this morning. And we are so grateful every day for who God is all by himself. And we're definitely grateful and thankful for you joining us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Tiffany, say welcome to the Master's Call. And let me tell you just a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. And with that, the word came before them, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we definitely have a website that you could listen to all the messages from 2010, can you believe it, as well as look at the bios of the speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you get a wealth of information there, as well as be able to listen to a message whenever you get ready. Now, this year's theme is in 2018, Through Me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you might say, okay, I definitely want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. You could be a greeter, as Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully, or you could host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. That information, you could send it to us, is info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may have heard already, but the company that started this call, that brought us all together, is this awesome nutritional product company. And I tell you, it is phenomenal. It is Artist International. That's where it started back in over 29 years ago with the Diaz de Leon family. And it is under the umbrella of Artist Life, where you have the best products on this side of heaven, okay? Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will be more than happy to share with you the great information about this company. Now, we do have a new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call. It is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and today is Testimonial Thursday. So what better day can you get on and listen to the testimonies of these wonderful products? That pen is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. I tell you, it's great to hear what these products are doing with so many people around the world. Now, the moderator, actually, the host of that call will be our very own manager, Minister Dee Lee. So you want to get on that call and listen to the testimonies. And if you need a bypass number with PCS, Metro, T-Mobile, or Booster, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a woman of God who is, I say, renowned. This woman of God has been a blessing to the masses, not only in Texas, not only in the United States, but globally. This woman of God has impacted so many lives, and I always tell her, you know everybody. She has been a blessing to Artist Life. She has been a blessing to the Master's Call. She has been a blessing to the Prairie View community. She has been a blessing to the Dallas community. I tell you, this woman of God is a woman of God who has served around the country. She has her master's and doctor's degree from Spelman as well as Oral Roberts University. She has created her own entity with a ministry, with Gathering of the Eagles, that have brought so many eaglets into her formation, and then she scatters them out around the world with the anointing that God has given her to anoint them with. I love her dearly. We love her dearly. She is a caregiver. She is a mother to the Master's Call. She is one of the co-founders, our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for that very kind introduction. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to you, to our entire Master's Call family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a blessed day to give thanks. I tell you, these are the days you stop and reflect on the goodness of God. I know many of you all have probably been up preparing for a very full day. I don't plan to be before you long, but we got to give God the glory first. A big shout out of thanks and gratitude and love to our co-founder I see on the board, as well as to all of our Artist Life family and visitors and friends. I love when I see numbers I haven't seen before. We are always humbled that you take the time, and especially on a Thanksgiving morning. Do want to thank all of you all who have shouted out on my Facebook page. And for those of you who didn't know, it's a blessed day, though, I call him a favorite uncle, and I really shouldn't because my father had four other brothers. But the last living sibling on my father's side transitioned yesterday on his birthday, and just had called to say happy birthday, and literally he had just transitioned. So if you would please keep the Weatherspoon family in prayer down there at Fort Valley. Some of us will be headed that way next weekend. But I had been down there several times, and Minister Kai had been my anointed driver when I'd fly into Atlanta. He had a gymnasium named after him because he loved to coach and had championship teams and football, and was an anointed teacher. Him and my father loved to teach. Ha! Y'all wonder where I get it from. And we're celebrating life, though. We're celebrating life, so just keep all of us in prayer. But I definitely want to thank God for his 79 years on his birthday. So today, it's one of those bittersweet days, but to God be the glory, because he has been faithful to our family, to our TMC family, and to all of us for the many blessings we've had. Many of you all were on the call on Monday, but some of you all were not. And, you know, I'm that teacher who believes so in history. Just want to briefly remind us why we take time and make time to always know why we celebrate what we do. Many of us in elementary school on up have been taught a version of the history of Thanksgiving, but I want to give you a little bit more of a historical understanding. We know biblically, we are told in Scripture to have a heart of thanksgiving. In other words, an attitude of gratitude. But what makes America the country that it is, the special anointing that has been placed on this land, is because of its history of coming here to find a better way, a better place, a better life. And so in 1621, the Plymouth colonists and Wampanoag, and I spell that W-A-M as in Mary, P-A-N-O-A-G, if I'm crucifying the pronunciation, that releases the spelling. The Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colony. So again, back in 1621, this got started. And for more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. But it really wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, and again, Abraham Lincoln, the president, he proclaimed the National Thanksgiving Day, which was to be held each November. So if we go back in history, in September of 1620, I think we were all taught this, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers. Even when you want to go for freedom, freedom is not free. It costs somewhat for us to have this holiday today. It left carrying 102 passengers, an assortment of religious separatists who were seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith, and other individuals who were lured by the promise of prosperity, and other individuals who were just wanted to have an opportunity to be landowners in this new world. Be thankful for the freedom to practice our faith. Remember, 102 came here and birthed in this land a right to choose, and we guard that right to this very day. But after that treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days, they dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. And 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed the Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village at Plymouth. Now, during their first brutal winter, which is kind of what they're having even today from the East Coast, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious diseases. So literally only half of those 102 passengers of the Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived to even see their first New England spring. So in March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from an Abenaki, and that's spelled A as in apple, B as in boy, E-N-A-K-I, Indian, who greeted them speaking English. Several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto, a member of the Paxtuet, and that's P-A-W-T-U-X-E-T, tribe, who had been kidnapped. A lot of that's been going on in our history of America, who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and was sold into slavery before he escaped to London, and then he came back to his homeland there on an exploratory expedition. So Squanto, he taught the pilgrims, and most all historians and scholars agree that Squanto is the main one who taught the pilgrims, because they were already very weak from malnutrition and illness. He taught them how to cultivate corn, to extract sap from maple trees, how to catch fish in the rivers, and almost how to avoid the poisonous plants. Squanto also helped the settlers forge an alliance with the Wampanoag, that local tribe, which would endure for more than 50 years. And then we know now from history, tragically, it remained one-sided with the harmonies between the European colonists and the Native Americans before they started just taking their land. But again, in November of 1621, after the pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledging colony's Native American allies, including that same Wampanoag chief, Messiah. He invited the chief to come. And this is remembered and recorded as America's first Thanksgiving. Now, although the pilgrims themselves may not have used that term at that time, this festival lasted for 3 days. With no records existing of the historical banquet's exact menu, the Pilgrim Chronicle, Edward Winslow, he wrote in his journal that Governor Bradford sent 4 men on a fowling, F-O-W-L-I-N-G, like birds, fowling mission in preparation for the event, and that the Wampanoag guests arrived bearing 5 deer. Historians have suggested that many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. They didn't have no microwave ovens back then, because the pilgrims had no oven and the Mayflower sugar supply had dwindled by the fall of 1621. So there was no pecan pies and Sakatumi cakes or other desserts, which had become a hallmark for our contemporary celebrations. Now, the tradition of the pilgrims' first Thanksgiving is steeped in many different myths and legends. But few people realize that the pilgrims did not celebrate Thanksgiving the next year or any year thereafter, though some of their descendants later made a Forefathers Day that usually occurred in December, the 21st and the 22nd. Several presidents, including George Washington, made one-time Thanksgiving holidays, but not till 1827. Now, remember, we started back in 1621, but not until 1827. Took a woman, Mrs. Sarah Josephina Hale. She began lobbying several presidents for the reinstatement of Thanksgiving and to have it be stated as a national holiday. But her lobbying was unsuccessful until 1863, so almost another 40 years later, when Abraham Lincoln finally made it a national holiday. So today, our Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday of November. And this was set aside by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1939. And he changed it from Abraham Lincoln's designation as the last Thursday in November, which could occasionally end up being the fifth Thursday, and hits too close to Christmas, and he was concerned about businesses. So, but the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving began at some unknown date between September 21st and November 9th. And most likely in very early October. The date of Thanksgiving was probably set by Lincoln to somewhat correlate with the anchoring of the Mayflower at Cape Cod, which occurred again on November 21st, 1620. So today, this day, as we are thankful today, It's supposed to be about the fact that we've come through a long journey. And for many of us, we just made it through the year. A lot of folks started with us in January of 2018 who are not with us today. And so we all have so much to be thankful for. And in my last 5 minutes, I want to talk about every day giving thanks, having an attitude of gratitude every day, giving thanks with an attitude of gratitude, our text scripture being 1 Timothy 1, and please read it at your own leisure, verses 12 through 17 in the book of Timothy, when Paul wrote to young Timothy in that first chapter, a first book of Timothy 12 through 17, about the importance of staying with an attitude of gratitude. And the acronym God has given me through the years for thanks is a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. A thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. Why? When we start with the T, we want to give thanks in all things. Give God the praise. How do you do that, Dr. V? First, you start by trusting Him. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own and understanding and all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. It can look toe up from the flow up, and a lot of times it is. We've got to choose to trust God. Also, another T is know that you're going to triumph. Go in with that attitude. I'm a winner, and I'm going to praise God because He's going to lead me to the victory. Colossians 2:15. Having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In our ancient things, we got to choose with our demeanor to be holy. That's not a cuss word, those four letters. To be holy and pure in our actions and our attitudes. We must be living epistles and live holy lifestyles, which point people back to Christ. 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written, be holy, because I am holy. What does holy look like? It doesn't mean no makeup and no pants, because some of us need that fashion fair and that L'Oreal and all those other makeup lines. It just means that we dress like we are one who are representing a holy one. The A in giving thanks, being women and men with an attitude of gratitude. A, you got to be available. Be available to be used by Christ, to be His ambassador, to be His spokesperson. 2 Corinthians 5, that 20th verse, says that we are all ambassadors. I say we're ministers in the marketplace. Each and every one of us are ambassadors for Christ. And as though God did beseech you, in that 20th verse of 2 Corinthians 5, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God in everything, everywhere I go. I'm on a mission to shine for Christ. As we give thanks for the many blessings God has given us, choose to be God's hands extended. Choose to want to look for opportunities to serve. We have to choose to daily be artist ambassadors by being available to share the stories about artists every chance we get. We're going to have Testimonial Thursday today. We ought to want to share because we care and stay active, and that N in thanks. Now, I call it my three N of Christ. Have the nature of Christ. Be daily developing godly character. Be a nurturer. I love when you come and call me Mother Eagle, because it's about me turning around and you and I turning around. As a parent, you do it every day, nurturing, being that encourager, being that mentor, that coach, and then choose to love thy neighbor, meaning we're going to build a community of like-minded people. In Ephesians 6, that fourth verse, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. People always stop there, but it really talks about bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This environment in artist life is so unique because we truly practice family. We love each other. We're each other's business partners, making sure we walk with the nature of Christ. We nurture each other. And we're building this neighborhood the three-in way. And that K in giving thanks, be K-squared. Number three, my four K-squared for Christ. Desire to have knowledge first of God's word. In other words, you got to know the word. know it for yourself. Be able to activate the atmosphere with the knowledge of God's word by using, secondly, the keys that unlock the opportunity, the keys that swing open the doors of success, the keys. Why? Because we're going to build his kingdom, be a builder, and then don't just build it, but be a keeper of his word. So we desire to have knowledge, first, of God's word by using God's keys, secondly, to be his kingdom builder and to daily be keepers of his word. Proverbs 10, that 14th verse says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Out of our mouths should come, what does the word say about us? Not what we feel, not even what we think. What does the word say about us? BK squared for Christ. And lastly, when we're giving thanks during this season and always, every day, keeping an attitude of gratitude, choose to just smile, live sanctified and saved, longing, loving your Lord and Savior. Notify your face, smile, live sanctified and saved, loving our Savior. When we live this life of smiling and being happy with an attitude of gratitude and making sure we're sanctified, purified in Christ, doing the right thing, living a saved life. And that's what glorifies and honors our Savior. So today on this Thanksgiving Day, our T, give thanks in all things. Give God the praise. Our H, be holy and pure in our actions and attitudes. A, be available to be used by Christ, be his ambassador, his spokesperson. In our N, have the 3N of Christ, have the nature of Christ, be a nurturer and encourage others. Choose to love thy neighbor. K, be K squared for Christ, desire to have knowledge, be using the keys of the kingdom, and be his keeper of his word. And notify your face today, smile, and live sanctified and saved, loving our Savior. And today and every day, give thanks, keeping an attitude of gratitude. In Jesus' name, have a blessed Thanksgiving. Back to you, host.
Well, praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound message this morning. What an awesome Thanksgiving message. We love and appreciate you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being the Almighty God. And besides you, Lord, there is none other. Lord, you have been our dwelling place, and we thank you. We know, Father God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who has given us the history of Thanksgiving as well as a profound message to help us realize who we are in you and how we should operate in you. We thank you, Father God, that it's only by the Spirit of the living God that we can go forth and do the work that you called us to do. So we thank you for that anointing upon this woman of God. We thank you for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in. We thank you, Father, for blessing all those that concern her. We thank you, Father God, for keeping her and her family in peace during this trying time, Lord God, of bereavement. We thank you, Father God, for putting your arms around them, Lord God, as they prepare for the homegoing of her dear uncle, Lord God. And we thank you that you have a place and an assignment for each and every one of them, Lord God, that your name will be glorified. We thank you in advance, Father God, for those that will come together, Father God, and see your glory in the place. We ask you, Father, to keep them all in a special way in these trying seasons. Lord God, we ask you, Father, that you touch those that are having challenges with their health. You know who they are, Lord God, name by name. And even those that are on our hearts, Lord, that we may not know, Father, but you know who they are. We decree and declare that they heal by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We glorify you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we speak your word, Father, over those bereaved families, Lord God, that are going through trying times, especially during this Thanksgiving season, Father God. We thank you Father, for healing the Pastor Douglas family, for healing the Weatherspoon family, for healing Rogers family whose wife died, for healing Darrell's family, for healing Andrew's family, Lord God, and all those, Lord God, that we have on our hearts. We cannot call them out right now, but you know who they are, and we thank you. We thank you for blessing artist's life. We thank you, Father, for keeping us in perfect peace as we decree and declare that these are the best products on this side of heaven. We thank you for your anointing on everyone that are coming together on this Thanksgiving, Lord God. Bless and protect all those that are traveling. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, you definitely want to share this message with someone. The playback, 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Please go over to the new Morning Motivational Call with Testimonial Thursday with our wonderful manager, Dee Lee. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We pray that you all have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving Day with your loved ones, and we thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone. And again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for the profound message. Would you please close us out with the benediction?
Amen. To God be the glory. Let me speak just a Thanksgiving blessing on everyone as we go. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless you. We decree and declare over your people that today we will make the time and always take the time to give you the thanks. And on this Thanksgiving, we'll remember the history, the lineage, and the legacy of those who made the sacrifices that we will give thanks for today. Father, as we come together with family, friends, and loved ones, let us first always glorify you as we edify and build up each other. Father, I speak peace to the spirits of those who have loved ones who may not be at the table today, those who have transition to your presence, and those who just not may not be able to physically have made it there. Still, let this be a joyous day of thanks all across this country and within our TMC and Artist Life family. And as we go from this call, we go rejoicing, giving thanks for what you've done, excited about what you're doing, and with even the expectation as we head toward the end of this great year for what you still have yet to do. We, your yielded vessels, I speak that we are your ministers in the marketplace of this Thanksgiving Day, ambassadors opening up our mouths and our hearts to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.